Coming up on today's show,
God gives us all these gifts and talents, and they're used best when they're used to give glory to God and to love other people.
Peace be with you. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, the SiriusXM app, and lots of other platforms. I am Bruce Wozniak, talking with Catholic guests who are current or former athletes, coaches, referees, umpires, clergy, administrators, and more, from the pro, amateur, and scholastic ranks, about the intersection of their faith life and their sports life. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net or catholicsportsradio.com. They'll both get you to the same place. Be sure that you have signed up on the website for the free Catholic Sports Radio e-newsletter that gets sent out every Monday when a new episode is released. Social media for this show, Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram, all of which there are links for at the top of the website. I invite you to please engage with me and the show through one or more of those. The Catholic Sports Radio community is the Facebook group whose members are both listeners as well as some past guests. That is free to join, and the quick way to find it is the big white button that is immediately below my picture near the top of the homepage of catholicsportsradio.net. I so enjoy hearing from listeners. Social media, as well as the website, all give you the opportunity to contact me, as does traditional email, of course, which you can do through bruce@catholicsportsradio.net. Now on to my ministry moment for this episode. It's refreshing when there are stories done about athletes who will be referred to as someone who is just a good person. Sure, the reporter will give you all their highlights, their background, their accomplishments, what they've done to shine as someone who really stands out at their sport. But these features will have teammates, coaches, staff, who will all consistently say that he or she is just a really good person. And it will usually go into a lot of what they do to back that up, whether it's the security guard or the parking lot attendant who the athlete goes out of their way to make feel important, or doing community work, or taking a rookie under their wing, including maybe even out to dinner. Of course, at the highest level, athletes want to win and want to make a name for the success they had in competition, but we can and should aspire to imitate their example as sons and daughters of God. In the Old Testament, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 2 reminds us, quote, "A good person wins favor from the Lord, but the schemer he condemns." Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest appeared on season 15 and season 17 of American Ninja Warrior on NBC, having reached the finals and participated in the bracket of 32 athletes remaining. This year, he competed in the Barbados Ninja Throwdown after last year having competed in the USA National Championships. For 2 years now, he has competed on the Ninja Sport Network in both Season 3 and Season 4. Since 2021, he has competed in the World Ninja League, Seasons 7 to 11, all after having competed in 4 seasons of the Ultimate Ninja Athlete Association. In elementary school, he had played soccer and CYO basketball, and then in high school started participating in Ninja Warrior competitions. He is currently a student at the University of Notre Dame, where he is regularly running, lifting, bouldering, and top roping on campus. Through it all, he is using his platform to advocate for an end to world hunger. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Austin Barron.
Hi, thank you so much for having me today.
You bet. Thank you, Austin. And all of that sports participation coupled with your being a student at Notre Dame sounds like you are all over the place. So where were you actually born and raised, and what was the family size?
I was born and raised in Ashburn, Virginia, and I have 2 older brothers and 1 younger brother.
Okay, and I am 98.2% sure that you're a cradle Catholic. Tell me that I'm right, but also share with us about the presence of the faith in the Barron household when you were a young boy.
Yeah, so I was baptized when I was really young, and my parents were always very supportive of me following my faith. And I went from kindergarten to eighth grade to a Catholic school, and religion was my favorite subject. I loved just learning about my faith, learning about Jesus and his whole story. And we got to attend Mass every week, which I just loved going to as a school community. As soon as I could in fourth grade, I started altar serving. And I just loved being able to serve the Lord. And then after going to a Catholic school from kindergarten to eighth grade, I went to a public high school. And that's really when I had to start taking responsibility for my faith. And I made it a priority of going to Mass, to daily Mass, at least once a week, because that was something that was really important to me, because going to daily Mass is such a solid way to grow in your faith. And God blessed me with a friend who was thinking about becoming a priest in high school, and just seeing how much he knew about his faith really encouraged me to learn more about my faith. And I really missed in public school going to Mass as a school community, but I'm so grateful to be here now at Notre Dame, and where I get to attend daily Mass in my dorm in the St. Augustine Chapel with a lot of my dorm mates.
Now, you mentioned when you became an altar server, but if memory serves me correctly, you did that for many, many years, did you not?
Yes, and I'm still doing it too.
Wow. Wow. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. As much as I would like to ask you about the long, long list of sports that you sent me that you say you and your brothers participated in as the four of you grew up, tell us what ultimately got you pointed towards Ninja Warrior competitions. And then, as much as I know what it is, and I have watched American Ninja Warrior on NBC, do also tell the uninitiated in the audience what all that entails.
So growing up with two older brothers who were playing travel soccer, I got into sports really young because I saw them doing it and just wanted to follow along with them. And so I started playing t-ball when I was in preschool, and then I also started playing soccer and basketball and CYO basketball, and I played basketball until eighth grade and soccer till around sixth grade. And growing up, when I went to a lot of my brother's sporting events and saw that travel soccer was a big time commitment, and I was just playing rec soccer, and then a lot of my friends started playing travel soccer, and I decided that I just wanted to keep playing rec soccer because I saw the big time commitment it took away, and it took away from family time. Mm. And doing that really allowed me to explore American Ninja Warrior. Me and my family went on a rock climbing trip in Maine over the Atlantic Ocean, and that was something that I really enjoyed doing. I had so much fun rock climbing in Maine, and that was also around the same time that we started watching American Ninja Warrior. And for my little brother's birthday, we went to a Ninja Warrior gym and got to try some of the obstacles that were on the show. And I just really wanted to keep doing American Ninja Warrior and to learn the technique behind the obstacles. Mm. So I signed up for classes where I really just fell in love with the Ninja Warrior community, because even though we're competing against each other, everyone wants to see each other do the best on the course. They share their tips of how to do the obstacles. And it's really just a wonderful, supportive community.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, it sounds like it. And I can almost sense that when I watch it on television, that it does seem like there's a lot of fellowship there, that, like you said, you're competing against one another, but it's almost like everyone's there supporting the other participants. And audience, Austin is actually now the third guest on Catholic Sports Radio who has been on American Ninja Warrior on NBC. Go back and listen to, and this was just a coincidence, but it was actually 2 weeks in a row, episode 65, with, of all people, Father Stephen Gadberry, and episode 66 with Nikki Bresky. She has since gotten married, so she has a different last name. But episode 65, Father Stephen Gadberry, episode 66, Nikki Bresky, as I mentioned, they both appeared on the show. Austin, as you mentioned, you are a student at Notre Dame. With as much as it sounds like you compete, as evidenced by everything I read off in the intro, And presumably these competitions are all over the U.S., if not international. How do you find the time to be a college student? And even though it's Notre Dame, what are you doing to challenge yourself to make sure that your faith life does not end up taking a backseat due to Ninja Warrior competitions and schoolwork?
For me, my faith always comes first. And I always, like I was talking about, make it a priority to go to daily mass because I want to continue to grow in my relationship with Jesus. And so I always just put my faith first. And then with finding time to train for American Ninja Warrior, I always have all my schoolwork I need to do, but I also make it a priority to go and rock climb and to go and work out because I know that it's also important for me to keep becoming a better Ninja Warrior.
So would you say that it's not too different? You're being very disciplined and you're scheduling it for yourself. Would you say it's not too different from anyone who's there competing in a varsity sport at Notre Dame? Well, guess what? They have schoolwork. They have to go to, say, football practice or whatever sport they're competing in. They have to make sure they're going to mass and doing whatever they have chosen for themselves and their own prayer life. Is that kind of the same regimen that you're following, that, hey, I do have to pretend that I'm going to football practice? In my case, I'm making time for Ninja Warrior competitions or whatever practice I can do on campus. I'm making time for schoolwork, and I'm absolutely prioritizing my faith.
Right. Like, even though I'm not part of a team, I still have to choose my priorities well and make a time to prioritize my faith and training for Ninja Warrior and also doing all my schoolwork. And it takes definitely a lot of discipline because I'm not doing it with a team and I kind of have to schedule that all by myself. But that's definitely been a challenge, but I know like how important it is, specifically with faith, is keeping that at the center of my life.
I wonder, when you're competing, is that a sport that requires so much concentration that there's not room to be, I'm going to call it, out on the course and talking to God? Because I'm thinking of runners, especially that are doing, say, a marathon, and there's all kinds of time where they're competing, but they're on the road, and there's lots of time for prayer while they're out there. Is Ninja Warrior competition something that, Bruce, as nice as it sounds, no, you can't be talking to God then? It's too focused, it's too short of an event, and you have to be really dialed in to what you're doing out there.
It definitely does take like a lot of focus, but my faith comes along on the course with me. I keep a miraculous medal with me in my pocket when I run the course because I want to keep Mary close to me because I have a devotion to Mary, and I want to always be reminded of why I'm competing is to glorify God and all the powers and miracles that have been known to happen with the miraculous medal.
Beautiful.
And through Mary.
Beautiful. In the second half of the show, we're going to drill down into some specifics as far as your desire to fight to end world hunger. But first, what is the backstory there, Austin? Meaning, you could have picked anything at all to advocate for, or let's be honest, you could just compete and not even decide to initiate anything humanitarian. But why world hunger? What happened that made you decide, I want to work against that?
Well, first of all, like, being hungry is a work of mercy, a couple work of mercy that we talk about as Catholics. And when I went to meal packing events in my parish when I was younger, I just loved packing meals and getting to do it with my parish community. And going to the meal packing events over the years, I eventually learned that 1 billion people go to bed hungry each night, and that the meals I was packing with my own hands would be the only food for someone else to eat. And that really impacted me and instilled a desire to want to help the hungry.
Did you say 1 million people go to bed hungry or 1 billion?
1 billion.
A billion people go to bed hungry. With a B, as in Bruce.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Whew. Well, that's a tall task, and as I said, we're going to drill down further into it. But friends, if you have heard me talk about this before and thought about looking into it but have forgotten, here's your gentle nudge to do so. And if you're new to the show, welcome. Thank you for listening. And you can benefit from this as well. Alliance Catholic Credit Union created Alliance Catholic Foundation to increase opportunities to minister to the community. If you are interested in promoting Catholic culture, become a friend of the foundation. When you join online, you will receive a welcome packet and have an opportunity to open an account with Alliance Catholic Credit Union. Learn more at alliancecatholicfoundation.org. Federally insured by NCUA. And do be sure to tell them you heard about them on Catholic Sports Radio. Austin Barron is my guest, a college student at Notre Dame, an accomplished Ninja Warrior competitor, and an advocate to end world hunger. He has an amazing, amazing story involving Our Lady of Guadalupe that we are blessed to have a front row seat to hear him tell. My brothers and sisters in Christ, Catholic Sports Radio is made possible largely by listener support, and that's where you come in. The late Catholic priest and spiritual writer Henry Nouwen said that asking for support is not begging. It is inviting someone into the work that God is doing. Catholic Sports Radio is my ministry, more than 6.5 years of weekly episodes, not as my job, but as my calling, but I cannot do it alone. When you give, you are saying yes to keeping Christ in the conversation around sports. You are becoming part of the mission. Please prayerfully consider making a one-time gift through the blue Donate to CSR button at CatholicSportsRadio.net or contact me through the website or via social media or email to send a check. Together, we can keep proclaiming the good news in every arena. Austin, 2 years ago, you visited a traveling replica of the Our Lady of Guadalupe image. Take it from there and share with the audience about that amazing experience.
Yeah, so me and my mom and my younger brother, we traveled to a church in Virginia, which had the traveling replica of the Our Lady of Guadalupe image. And many miracles are known to happen with this image. Sometimes the image sheds tears of oil, and sometimes people are able to put their hands on Mary's womb and to feel Jesus' heartbeat. And on the day that I was there, another lady that was there took a picture of the image. And in this picture, you could see a miraculous glow coming from Mary's womb, which was not at all visible at the image at the church. And it was really beautiful just to see like such a intense glow coming from her womb. And but to me, that was a reminder of Jesus' light into the world and how we're all called to share Jesus' light with other people in the same way that Mary does.
And that's powerful, audience, but it's also encouragement that if you hear of the Our Lady of Guadalupe image coming to your area, Austin's here to tell you that's one of the reasons why you go. So great, great witness from him. Austin, since it involves a sports organization, I, for one, am interested to hear about community service efforts that you undertook on the streets of our nation's capital. Tell the audience who that organization was, as well as what you were doing, when this was, and the impact you felt and the impact that you saw.
Yes, so I was with Catholic Sports DC, and first we went to a mass, and then we all gathered in groups and went to visit the homeless in Washington, D.C., and we handed out food and miraculous medals. And it was just an amazing experience because people were living in difficult situations, and obviously not having food or a home was very difficult for them. And some of them just had, even though they were going through all that, they had such a joy to them. And to see all that they were going through, and even like some of them had joy, was really just inspiring to see. And it's also just an amazing experience to share Jesus with them and to want to help them because they have Jesus in them as well. They're the image of Jesus. And it was just such an amazing experience to get to go and to feed the hungry, especially since like a lot of the donations I collect goes to meal packing events. And at the meal packing events, like, I don't get to see necessarily that. I know it's having a big impact. I don't necessarily get to see that impact. But going to D.C. and seeing the homeless on the streets really reminded me of how much impact the meals are actually having on people and how in doing that I'm being the hands of Christ.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you said that because, audience, I wanted you to understand that when Austin said they went to see the homeless, it wasn't in a homeless shelter. It was on the street. Austin, when was this, by the way?
I don't remember the exact time. I know it was my junior year, senior year of high school.
Okay. Now, on a related note, You have been invited to speak to youth in schools and sports programs across the country about using their gifts and talents to serve their community. What do those talks look like? What specific calls to action are you presenting to the students that you speak to?
God gives us all like so many gifts and talents and so many passions. And for me, I love making things because I make dog toys and give them out to people who donate to help me feed the hungry. And I love helping other people, and I combined my passion for animals and for making things to feed the hungry and to do good in the world. And going on American Ninja Warrior was another way in which I combined something that I love to do to do good in the world. So I just encourage other people, like, God gives us all these gifts and talents, and they're used best when they're used to give glory to God and to love other people.
So I think what you're saying, and I'm putting this in the form of a question, I think you're saying that when you do go out to speak to youth in schools and sports programs, you're not necessarily telling them, feed the hungry. I think you're saying, use your gifts and talents to hear what your calling is, how the Lord wants you to serve your community. Am I correct? Or is it, no, Bruce, I'm advocating for world hunger. I'm telling them to go feed the homeless.
No, I'm just encouraging them to, whatever they're feeling called to, just go for it and trust that God is going to be with you along the way. We all have our gifts and talents, and use those to do good in the world.
So I want to make sure I have this in the right order, chicken and egg kind of thing. Did you go on American Ninja Warrior on NBC and after that decide, hey, now that I've been on national television, I'm going to use this platform to fight against world hunger? Or was it, no, that was something that I already felt strongly about, and being on American Ninja Warrior helped raise the profile of those efforts that I'm making?
Now, I started feeding the hungry like way before American Ninja Warrior, like just after going to the meal packing events when I was growing up, and that instilled in me a desire to help other people. I decided that I wanted to fundraise so that we could pack more meals and feed more people. And around the same time, our local library was collecting dog toys and giving them to dogs in shelters. And I learned how to make the dog toys from watching YouTube videos. Mm. And I thought the dog toys would be a way that I could use them and give them to people as a gift to help me feed the hungry. And so I took the dog toys and put them in a bucket and brought them to community events. And the first event I went to was on a rainy day, and not many people showed up, but I persevered through it and kept going to more events. And some events were more successful than others. And then I realized that I could continuously fundraise by putting buckets of my dog toys in local shops. And then a friend suggested that I apply for American Ninja Warrior, and I thought that going on American Ninja Warrior would give me a platform that I could use to advocate for an end to world hunger.
Okay. Yeah, and in fact, audience, Austin is the founder of a 501c3 nonprofit, which is called Not Perfect, and it's K-N-O-T. And Austin, that ties in with the dog toys that you're talking about, correct?
Yes. And just going to the meal packing events when I was younger really instilled in me a desire to help other people. And that's why I give my funds to support meal packing events, because I want to give other youth the same opportunity to go to these meal packing events. And then, like, going to the meal packing events, I wanted to have like an impact on them and to encourage them to look out for other people, especially the most vulnerable, like the hungry, and help them.
I wonder, because you seem like you're so passionate about what you're doing, you're obviously outspoken about your cause. When you did show up at American Ninja Warrior, how were you received by the other participants as it relates to this platform of yours? Never mind being an American Ninja Warrior competitor, but the fact that I'm sure you probably started talking up your efforts to combat world hunger. How was that received by other people? Were they nodding and smiling because they were uncomfortable, or was this embraced by others and they didn't mind that maybe you even talked about your faith as well?
What I've noticed is that when people see you trying to do something good in the world and help others, they'll be very supportive of you, and God will bless you with your efforts. And just on American Ninja Warrior, like, I applied for season 15 and had no idea if I was going to get on or not, and God opened that door, and I just feel like He's really blessed me and guided me with my whole journey on American Ninja Warrior. the first night that I competed, it was my 17th birthday, and some of the competitors that I was competing alongside sang to me happy birthday. And also some of the obstacles that were on the course, they were ones that I feel like God blessed me with because they were ones that I was more comfortable with. And then on season 17, I feel like just God was really blessing me, like throughout the way. I was able to hit my first buzzer in qualifying, and I made it to the round of 32, and none of that would have been possible without God.
Amen. Amen. And your Marian devotion, yes? Before we close, I want to share with the audience about a bunch of awards that you have received. And then after I read these off, Austin, I want to kind of have you put a bow on all of this and maybe close us out with some final thoughts of inspiration and encouragement, some final insights from someone who clearly is answering the call that the Lord has blessed you with as far as having a servant's heart. So, audience, here are some of the honors that Austin has gotten. 2024 Young Man of the Year in the state of Virginia, as selected by the Knights of Columbus. The 2024 Love Like Adam Scholarship for demonstrating empathy and good citizenship. And the 2020 National Catholic Education Association Youth Virtues, Valor, and Vision Award, being honored for efforts to fight world hunger. And I should mention, one of only 10 students nationwide to win the award. And oh, by the way, there are four more awards, one of which he got twice, that I could have also read. But clearly, audience, you see the tremendous example that this young man is setting and the trajectory that he's on. So, Austin, as I said, what would you like to leave the audience with? What motivation might you want to provide as we get ready for our closing prayer?
I just want to encourage everyone that, God is with you and he gives you gifts and talents, and they're best used when you use them to serve other people. And God has a plan for all of us, and we need to just trust in him and follow him and his will for us.
And dare I say, no matter your age or your sport or lack of sports participation, amen, Austin.
Amen.
Great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for making time to be on Catholic Sports Radio. I really enjoyed it. I appreciate you talking to me today, and God bless you and all that you're doing for the kingdom.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And audience, let's close this week's episode with our sportsman's prayer. And do that together right now in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, you have blessed us with our minds, our spirits, and our bodies. Help us always to be good sports. Help us to understand that when we put on the team uniform, we are first and foremost ambassadors of the Catholic faith. May we always remember that those with whom we play and compete are our brothers and sisters in Christ. May we always treat each other with dignity and respect. May our work and play always give you honor and glory. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at CatholicSportsRadio.net, as well as on Facebook, X, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those, CATH, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.